Just as the police banged down the door, the bad guys flushed the incriminating drugs down the toilet. Surely a scenario we've all seen on TV and in the movies. But you might be surprised to find out how many drugs wind up in our lakes and rivers every day. Household drugs like painkillers, antibiotics, and hormones enter the water system in many ways. For example, some animal feeds contain antibiotics and might flood into rivers with runoff, while other antibiotics are flushed or dumped down sinks and toilets in homes. Since many sewage treatment plants don't effectively remove drugs, these compounds pass on and enter our waterways. So, are flushed drugs a health concern? Well, take antibiotics for example. Once in a river, antibiotics might affect wildlife by killing off the normal microbes that are normally found in the water and soil and that form the basis of the local ecosystem. On the other hand, microbes may learn to live and reproduce in the presence of antibiotics. This is called developing antibiotic resistance. At present, common household drugs are found in many lakes and rivers in very small concentrations, but we can do something to help. We can avoid throwing drugs down the drain and instead take them back to the hospital or pharmacy or to a hazardous waste center for safe disposal. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and text Tillery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Deborah Backhouse in the School of Public and Environmental Affairs. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email address is amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.